Here she comes.
Hi!
Oh my God!
I've missed you.
I can't believe I'm seeing your face.
Oh my God. You've been hiding out in the woods.
I've been hiding out in the woods. Girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God.
Oh wow, this is amazing. I'm trying to figure out how to make this bigger.
And you know what? I need to do this in gallery view. Okay, now we're in gallery view for me.
Wow.
There we are, side by side.
Side by side. Wait, how have you been surviving?
You know, it's day by day. I mean, I'll tell you, today's the first day that the sun's been out in Nashville.
Yeah, made a huge difference.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I kind of want to be outside.
And yet, here we are.
Here we are.
On another fucking Zoom call.
Acting casual.
Wait, how many Zoom calls have you done?
Oh my God, I have one that's every night. With like friends from Los Angeles.
Okay.
I've done, that's the one that's the standing one, but I do a few a day.
With work, right?
There's work ones. I did one yesterday with my sister and my family hosted an exchange student when I was in high school.
You've mentioned him a few times on the podcast.
Sebastian. So we did it with him and his friend Sabina who visited him. So it was like, it's so amazing to like,
it was like reunited with people. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally I've only done it a couple times, but seeing people's faces right now feels like,
it's crazy.
I feel like I haven't seen y'all in years, you know?
I know.
Makes me so excited. Everyone is doing the Zoom. I feel like Zoom is like the only company right now that's not going under.
Right. I wish I'd invested when I could.
No kidding. I literally was just reading an article about them having a hard time keeping up with the new influx of all like people using.
All of their servers are going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was on a call the other day and we were talking about like Zoom and how their stock is going through the roof now. And
yeah,
someone said that there is another company called Zoom that basically was like a dormant company that was being traded on the stock exchange. And a lot of people have been buying that accidentally. And now their stock is on the rise. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Injecting life back into that company too.
Yeah. Whatever it is. I wonder what the company actually, it's probably like some sort of.
Yeah. For this Zoom, I think it's like Zoom Media or something like that. Oh, look, my microphone looks like I've got like a puka shell necklace on.
Oh, so cute.
Look.
How island times of you. Right. I feel like we're living that way. So seems appropriate.
Yeah,
I does. Zoomed last night as a Zoom with two of our friends, Mary and Annie.
Cheers, by the way.
Oh, cheers. Happy hour.
Happy hour, Zoom. It's a rosé.
Of course it is. Rosé all day. Rosé
all day.
I'm doing a little Sauv Blanc situation over here.
There you go.
Yeah, so I did a Zoom with Mary and Annie, two of our friends. Happy hour. And that was fun. And then I did a Zoom with my astrologer this morning.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Really making the Zoom rounds.
Well, you know, I think it's going to like affect how we all sort of interact after we're out of isolation.
Moving forward, you mean?
Yeah, it's like...
Well,
wait,
I'm gonna tell you.
You don't have to get in your car and drive to your therapist's office anymore. It's like, wait a minute.
You know all those meetings that could have been emails? I'm going to be like, let's at least just hit a Zoom, y'all.
Right? Seriously.
Oh my God. Otherwise, how's isolating been going for you?
You know, it's good and bad. You know, in some ways, like
somewhere.
I'm trying to find the silver lining in it, but. Even searching for silver linings doesn't take away the fear of like, what's going to happen to my industry? What's going to happen to my company? And, you know, obviously that's not unique to me. There are definitely like some benefits that I'm finding. I feel like I'm able to concentrate a little bit better. I feel like I'm able to think a little bit more creatively because I don't have the distractions of being in an office space. But it's also like the annoyance of like, wait, I need to run down there and ask somebody a question and they're not there, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, I haven't hated it. Like I'm trying to like set new routines for myself and it's a lot easier when it's like, it's kind of a blank canvas.
Every day
is a blank canvas. So
yeah,
I've been trying to go to bed earlier and wake up at a certain time every morning and I'm not, you know, I'm not passing it 100% yet, but it's it takes a minute to cause new habits, create new habits.
Have you, like, what are the other downsides for you? Have you gotten lonely?
I mean, thank God for these things. It's like, yeah, in some ways, yes, it's lonely. I mean, I do have my two dogs who might bark. I've put them outside so that they're not as disruptive as they normally are because they can drive you crazy. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely like times when it's a little lonely. I'm sure you're experiencing the same thing. But I'm also like, it feels a little healthy to be alone right now. Not just for the sake of the coronavirus, but like our jobs are so about other people and being out all the time. And it's making me sort of recalibrate, which is nice. You know,
right.
I feel like I'm always at shows and doing, and it's part of that's because that's what I love to do. But like, I'm also like, wow, I kind of also love the night feeling long and
right.
that I have time to like cook for myself and like sit down and enjoy something on TV without feeling like I need to stay up till 1 o'clock to watch television, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice, like regaining some me time, which is nice.
Yeah. Not so cramped. Well, I've been out at my boyfriend's farm, which is me and a farm. That's like two things that I never thought I would say, you know, but it's just kind of like what you're saying. I'm really actually leaning into it, and it's been so peaceful and this like much needed recoup time. I mean, of course, I've also had the fear. I've essentially lost all my jobs. Like literally our industry, like the music industry, disappeared in a week.
Yeah.
It was insane. It's like every job I have, it's like American Idol are these huge jobs with huge crews and so many people around huge audiences. So they're all gone.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of them probably won't come back. So I definitely have some financial concerns for this year. You know, like you plan out your year. I just bought a new house. Like it's been hard as far as that. But on the same token, kind of like what you're saying, I'm actually just getting time to put into podcasting and blogs and stuff that like maybe I don't always have the time to give my 100% to.
Right.
For that reason, it's been nice. It's been really great for my relationship. I'm waiting for the day when we're like, I fucking hate you.
Oh my God.
But life is so busy usually. And it's just like, for us, it's been really hard to find time for each other and, you know, not where there's not a distraction, kind of like what you're saying in the office. And so,
right.
I mean, we still tried to semi do our spring break last week.
We were supposed to go away, right?
We were supposed to go to Costa Rica, and that was amazing, and I was so excited, but yeah, we couldn't go, obviously, because of all this stuff, but we listened to reggae every night, and
that's amazing.
Drank a shit ton, so, you know, it felt a little bit like a spring break, but that's the one thing, like, in isolation, we keep being like, wait, it's 3 o'clock, why do we want to drink already?
I'm definitely going to gain the COVID-19.
Oh, wow. I've heard the quarantine 15, but the
that's
COVID-19.
That's so funny. The COVID-19, yes.
It's hard, though. You're just like, okay, what do we do now? Let's get a drink.
Right.
That's been us, at least. But I'm definitely missing my friends. That's been my main thing.
Yeah. I did a little bit of reading prior to this about some of the things that are like, I'm going to get on my computer. Just like to like compare and contrast sort of being alone versus like being lonely. And, you know, cause I think that it's really easy to mistake the two, as the same thing. Wait, I'm gonna see if I can, there's a way to do this that puts baby in the corner.
Am I baby?
It like puts us all in the corner. I guess it doesn't work. Oh, you can't minimize when you're recording. Oh, well.
So you basically have no notes.
No, I have notes. I just won't be able to see while I'm looking at them. But, you know, it's like a lot of the things that we've already said were exactly what's been touched upon. Like the benefits are that like you can make your interests a priority. It boosts your creativity.
Right.
It can help you improve relationships, even being apart, because you're focusing on yourself and you're not putting everything into a relationship. There's obviously the flip side to that too. It's like a relationship does not exist if you're isolated right. all the time.
Right.
But I, you know, like I said, it's, you know, I'm seeing some people like face to face, you know, virtually face to face for the first mm-hmm. time in years.
Right. Like, without distraction.
25 years.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like this, these genuine, like, it's genuine joy when they pop on the screen because
yeah.
I wasn't expecting that Sebastian's friend Sabina to be on the call. And I was like,
right.
oh my God.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is she's in Italy. She's in Rome.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's obviously one of the most hard hit places. And, you know, it's Rome's not in the north, but, you know, it's like they, it's a very, very serious thing there. You know, she was saying, like, you know, they can go out for medicines and food and, to
that's
go to the
it.
Bank, and that's kind of it. And she has this protocol where she's put red tape on her floor in her foyer, and when she comes in, she takes everything off that she's wearing, you know, throws away her gloves, her masks, then she like leaves her shoes and her clothes, puts her clothes in a bag.
Wow.
And then takes a shower.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, there, it's like that serious there now. And
wow.
then and then she like wipes everything down that she brings into her house, like any food products, any packaging, anything.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Anytime I've gone to the grocery, I start to get a little paranoid about the packaging. Like when you get back home, I've been washing my hands. I've never washed my hands this much.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
My hands are, my knuckles are cracking off, but
yeah.
it definitely makes me, and I try not to touch my mouth and my nose, even though I'm not really seeing anyone but my boyfriend. So
right.
hopefully that helps too, but. Oh man, it is crazy times. I mean, what are some other things you notice? Have you noticed how funny the memes are?
Oh, so good.
I'm sorry, but it's bringing out the best comedically in people.
Well, there's that one, the dude with the really big penis that is what? Like, have you oh. not seen him?
Yeah, oh, I did because you showed me and then I felt violated.
But he, I mean, rest in peace. He's no longer with us because Vice figured that out. But like, I mean, there's one funny meme that's like something about like the exposure, like everyone's been exposed to that. It's like a graph of like the amount of people that have been exposed to COVID
penis?
And
oh.
the amount of people that have been exposed to his penis. And
wow.
Oh, there's so many good memes going
there's
around.
There's so many good memes. That's kept me really, really entertained. Have you noticed that literally everyone is Instagram living now?
Yes, I keep like accidentally I'll go to look at a story and someone the bar pops up and I end
yes
up, and I'll be like the first one in and I'm like oh and I close out.
Wait, so you actually do you go face to face with the person?
Yeah, like it's accidental. And then I like oh no not face like they like you know they see that I entered the room.
Oh, right. Okay, thank God. What if you went face-to-face on accident? Like, we all look like shit right now, you know?
I don't even know how to do that on it because I've never done Instagram Live. So I don't know how you add a person. Like, do you have to be invited to be added?
I don't know because I always see it's like so-and-so is going live with someone else.
Right.
I mean,
right.
we should probably do one. It seems like the thing to do right now.
I mean, it's all the rage, apparently.
I'm so pissed off that you took a shower before we did this. We were like, oh, we're going to film this. This will be funny. Let's
I didn't wash my hair, though. It's still a little greasy.
Okay. Well, you still look better than me. I have not showered today. It's hard to say when the last time I washed my hair was. I did put on yoga pants with the intention of working out, but now I'm drinking wine. So.
Have you seen all the Zooms of, like, there was the one of the girl, like, it was like her company meeting and she got up and went in the bathroom and peed and brought her computer with her and laid it on the floor and it was pointing right at her on the toilet. And then there was a guy who's literally buck naked and he thought he only had audio on, but his camera was on and he like stood up and did something and all of his coworkers.
Oh my God. I'm mortified.
Dying.
That this is totally sidetracked, but there's this other video circulating around. I've been on the internet a lot uh-huh. lately, but there's this other video circulating from a courtroom. And a judge, I guess, or not a judge, I don't know what he is, but he
it's like a community meeting or something.
Yes, yeah. This lady starts talking, he gets up and forgets his mic is still on, so he goes in the bathroom and he's literally farting so much. And it's like, you know, like the weird sound.
You can hear him peeing.
The lady still tries to talk, but she gets the giggles. Like, she cannot keep her shit together, which is the funniest part of the whole thing to me.
So good.
And then he comes back and someone goes, "You know, we could hear you, right?"
Talk about at casual moments.
No shit. Those are some real at casual moments.
I mean, being buck naked. I mean, you see full frontal on this dude, and it's like all of his coworkers are... they're dying because he gets up and moves away from the camera and you see it. And then he like comes back into the frame.
It's like all angles.
Yeah. The girl peeing, you don't see as much. I mean, you see her sitting on the toilet peeing, which is, you know, I don't think it's that embarrassing, but like, I don't know that you would want to do that in front of all your coworkers.
I mean, I don't want people who don't know me to see me peeing.
Right.
But whatever. Well, I do think that the Risky Jam thing you talked about is really cool. So we were going to see if Ward would hop on with us and explain a little bit of what they've been doing. Because to me, this is the definition of acting casual. It's like the shit hits the fan. You can't function. Yeah, you also can't panic. So here's another option of what we can do. So let's see if we can get Ward on right now.
In the meantime, I'm going to play you my new single. No, I'm kidding.
I would die.
I wrote this little ditty in isolation.
You're like, here's what I've actually been doing during isolation.
You know, in all of this downtime, I've found the inner artist in myself. And
it would for sure be a ballad, 100%.
100%.
What's the topic?
I would not know how to write an up-tempo if my life depended on it.
Unless you are really feeling that body roll. Although, you can slow body roll.
I can slow body roll. Yeah.
A slow body roll
to
ballad. Is that
like a body slow?
Yeah. Something like that. I think you
body slow? Look.
Body Maybe. Slow. I can't even say it. I can't even say it.
Is Ward going to have a drink with us?
Is he there? There he is. Yeah. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Can you see us? Are you drinking?
I am. We just had a cheers.
Cheers.
We just had a Easter egg hunt in the front yard.
Oh, wow. A little early.
Yeah. It's been improvisational, to say the least. My wife has been racking her brain and busting her butt to keep everybody occupied. And
Are you playing teacher?
I'm not. I've got to work. Like, I can keep certain things afloat here, which is great. But we've got 3-year-old twins and then 5 and 8-year-old girls.
Oh my God.
So it's like the 8-year-old can read and do math and be on the computer, and the 5-year-old's kind of here and there, and the 3-year-olds are just whatever,
eating
meat kind of stuff. So it's been challenging. But she's done a great job so far. Although it was like 45 minutes in, the first day she came downstairs, she's like, "I don't think I can do this."
Yeah. I feel like that's how most parents are. We were just also talking about how happy hour keeps getting like a little bit earlier every day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We had got a good little group of buddies on a group chat, and we've been meeting at 4 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody's missed it. If anything, you're right. It's going up to like, "Hey, 3:55. Good."
Yeah.
You've got to keep our international audience.
I was thinking earlier today that it would one good thing that could really come out of this is that maybe teachers will get paid better, because everyone's going to recognize like how fucking hard it is to be a teacher.
Yes, yeah. That would be ideal.
That would be so amazing.
Yeah. Well, so Ward, we were talking before you came on just about how, you know, this whole podcast that we do is called At Casual. And so situations that you get in that are not necessarily easy, but how you remain casual. So we kind of thought it was a really cool way that you've taken Whiskey Jam and come up with this concept of Risky Jam just to keep it going. So tell us a little bit about the process and how that happened.
Well, we were going right up to the, I mean, not pushing the limit by any means, not being dangerous, but as long as people were coming out, I was like, I mean, I don't want to be the guy that encourages people to stay home when it's unnecessary, but it got to a limit and I was like, man, I was uncomfortable being there. We were having to take so many precautions and wiping microphones down, this, that. I was like, we just got to call it. And it was the hardest thing because we haven't skipped. I missed two Whiskey Jams for my two daughters being born. But when the twins were born, they were born on a Tuesday. We were able to, it just worked out. I wasn't able to skip one.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
So doing it Cal Ripken style, you know, like no matter what. So when it came time, it's like, dude, it was a huge part of me, of my routine. Got removed, and that night that first Monday night, my manager texted me. He goes, dude, just go on, go live. You're supposed to be there anyway. Maybe it'll help you feel better. And so I got on, and we didn't have a plan or anything. I just kind of set up a little clip on a chair and sat there and saw who showed up and invited a couple of co-hosts in to sing a song. And it was, you could tell immediately people needed that, that sense of just, they're talking to other people out there. Obviously people are emailing and texting and spending so much time on social media, but it was the interaction in the comments section that we really saw the most, I guess the biggest effect. People were having fun. It was almost like they were in a bar. They needed that kind of jokey, take your mind off of it, lighthearted thing. And then as we went on, I mean, it was 2 days into it, I was getting calls from like the biggest, some of the biggest names in country music, figuring out how to do things together. It's been amazing because everybody that was, we'd never considered doing live stuff before, but so out of our box of thinking, but we just jump right in and everybody's having to do the same thing. Everybody's thinking really creatively and having to improvise, and not even like, it's not so much improvising, it's just starting completely from scratch. And you're seeing people use different parts of their brain. They're not applying something to a template or using, I guess, predetermined methods. It's like, well, what are we trying to do? You know?
Right.
Right.
So it's been a lot of, what do we want to say? How do we want to say it? Who do we want to say it to? But it's been real natural with the environment of Risky Jam, where it's too risky to go to the bar. It's just been a natural fit and adoption by our crowd. It's like, okay, if we can't be at Winners bumping into each other, drinking and paying, halfway paying attention to the music, we can at least be in here chirping each other in the comments, halfway paying attention to the music, drinking. Like, it's a, it really is making the best of the situation.
I think it's that's such a good point you make about people are having to get extra. Shit. Could y'all hear that?
Casual, yeah, I could hear it.
Hold on 1 second. Let me. I can't see y'all anymore. Where'd it go?
Should be.
And you know what?
Manager or someone in HR?
Who is that?
I'm going to have to call you back. Yeah.
Oh
my God. I'm going to have to like run that because that's so funny. Can I speak to someone in HR? Do you mean me?
Yeah.
So back to what we were saying, I was saying that I think it's such a good point that you're making about people having to get extra creative because no one has, there is no playbook for coronavirus isolation. Like no one's done anything even remotely close to this in our lifetime. Right. So you're really having to create in a different way because you're actually having to create it. There's no template.
It was funny coming off the heels of the tornado. People were saying, hey, we want to team up with you. We're going to connect volunteers to people in need and we're going to collect this and it's going to go here and everybody's going to be happy. And
right.
There were just countless situations where that was going on where people were, I mean, dying to help, but there was, and you knew exactly what to do. And it was honestly talking to some of the same people. They're like, okay, we want to totally help out with Risky Jam. What can we do? And I was like, I don't know, like string up some Christmas lights in the background here and my kids play right. To make it look cooler, like tell you guys to tune in. And I don't know. It's been awesome. And again, like it's nothing that we had ever thought of before or we'd never planned on doing. There was never a good opportunity for Whiskey Jam as a brand because we're known for like a rowdy party atmosphere that's fun and exciting to be around. You never knew that this atmosphere of like this portion of your screen that's full of scrolling comments,
right?
Sofa at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night would be the most fun you could have all day,
right? Yeah, it's true though.
So true.
And we all need those different outlets right now. I know every day for me, I'm kind of like, okay, what is the thing that's going to get me through this day and stay out of the negativity and kind of try to stay positive? And so that's like a really great opportunity to give people entertainment and also just conversation with each other.
Yeah. And we saw it like it's been a day after day just mounting of numbers of events and things that the first couple of days I was talking to my wife, I was like, it's so cool. We don't have to go through managers, you know, agents aren't a part of this now. And then like right as soon as that said that, we were doing,
they're like, nope, we're back to work.
Yeah. They're like, we really want to do it, but we've got a label thing that we're doing now, and which is great. I mean, everybody just honestly, it's everybody's trying to stay relevant, trying to not get forgotten about. Right. Especially us, when everything we do relies on people getting out of their houses, being in crowds, and drinking around other people. Like, that's our entire business model across the board.
Right.
We had Taylor Lewan on to talk about, Kelly Bannon's on tonight, to talk about like how things are going in her line of work. And Dr. Travis Stork is wanting to come on and talk. Just, I think we're tapping into different things, exposing people to what Whiskey Jam is, which is a little bit harder through a computer lens, you know.
Right, for sure.
I reach out to for our big events, say like the our anniversary show is always our biggest indoor show at Winners, and I hit up just the who's who of country music. I go from the top down every year, and who we get is usually somewhere in the middle. But like the people at the top that would always go, hey man, not this year, sorry, maybe next year or whatever, are the ones reaching out down going, dude, we want to do Risky Jam because it is so low impact. No, yeah. It's not taking away from their bottom line. It almost kind of looks cooler for them to be participating in something else than like a welcome to the Lee Bryce happy hour, you know.
Right.
Less pretense, less self-serving, and more just like community facing.
Yeah.
It also doesn't compete with any schedules.
No, nobody has anything to do right now.
The other night, Lauren Elena was texting out, or I've got my computer set up here and the camera set up over here. And so I'm on this like, hey, we're going to be a few minutes late. I'm so sorry. So when somebody's going over, she was like, hey, we're not going to be able to do it. I've got something else I have to be at. I'm like, what? She was joking, but it caught me. I was like, dang.
Nobody has anything else to do right now. Well, Ward, we thank you for being here. We really love what you're doing. So tell people where they can find Risky Jam.
Risky Jam is, from this point forward, going to be Monday and Thursday nights on the Whiskey Jam Instagram page, unless something changes. I love the setup here. I wish we could do something like this. But, man, it's just so much fun on Instagram. Like, the comments are what it's all about.
Yeah.
So we'll keep it there so you can meet with your friends in the chat room every night. And, wants to check out, the only way we have of supporting our employees right now is through merchandise. So hats, T-shirts, we have some specific Risky Jam stuff that's great. It's all at whiskeyjam.com.
Whiskeyjam.com. And then Whiskey Jam on Instagram, going live on Mondays and Thursdays. You guys check it out. They have some legit Nashville artists and really great musicians. Get in on those comments. Sounds like that's the place to be.
Yeah, it's the closest you can get to like professing your love for Parker McCollum. Some of those, he was the most surprising. I'd say keep an eye on Parker McCollum coming up, because he has the most rabid, just careless fans. Like,
wow.
This is my one shot. I'm shooting it. We've seen this before with like a Riley Green, you know.
Oh yeah, Riley Green's so pretty.
He's coming on Monday.
Okay, I love him.
We know where you'll be.
Yeah, I'll be in those comments. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, find him
in the DM. I'm like, here's my one shot.
Hey, Henderson, 69.
We gotta go. On that note, oh my God.
Just remember to act casual.
Bye.
Bye.